You're listening to the audio production of The Color of Compromise Audio Lectures by Jamar Tisby, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, The Color of Compromise includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
On September 15, 1963, four young girls, Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Carol Robertson, and Cynthia Wesley, prepared for Youth Day Sunday service at 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. They were making final adjustments on their white dresses when the bomb exploded. The blast killed all four girls and injured at least 20 others. A newspaper report at the time indicated that all the church's windows had been blown out except one. It showed Christ leading a group of children.
The next day, a young white lawyer named Charles Morgan Jr. got up in front of a group of his peers and he asked them a question. Who did it? Who threw that bomb? The answer should be, we all did it. In that very statement, Charles Morgan Jr. gets at the essence of complicity. You see, the most egregious acts of racism can only occur within a context of compromise. History and scripture teach us there can be no reconciliation without repentance. And there can be no repentance without confession. There can be no confession without truth. The Color of Compromise tells the truth about the American church's complicity in racism.